All right, Akutavach. We're holding Simitza Design Sivches. We just learned Sivches last week. Just to refresh the Olam's memory, there was a major Machlekes Rishayim. We said this like a Machlekes Rishayim. What's considered Klei Echol Nefesh? The way the Mechaber and the Ramah brings it down, we pass in Klei Echol Nefesh means Kalim that actually come in direct contact with food. It's needed for food preparation. That's klei ochel nefesh. Even klei machresha, the Ramah holds, is not klei ochel nefesh. That's not enough. It has to come in direct contact with food. We discussed it is in the Rambam Shita. That's similar, just maybe one level more. And that is, as long as it's necessary for the preparation of food, even if it doesn't come in direct contact with food. For example, klei machresha. When you're plowing, you don't come in the food, but you need, it's a necessary process to plant the seeds, etc. That was one shita. We'll call that one shita. There's another shita, and that is the shita's harama, and there's other rishonim like that as well, who learned that it means any kalim that creates any klei umnes, anything that generates income, because with that income, we could take that income and buy food. So all klei umnes is considered a klei ochel nefesh because it's necessary for the ochel nefesh, for the person, for his michya, that's considered klei ochel nefesh. And pashas, we do not go like those rishonim. I'd mentioned from time to time this type of a story where a person wanted to lock out his tenant or seize his ovens, a restaurant, seize his oven, seize his utensils. And we were talking about what that's considered klei ochel nefesh. So if you learn like the Ramah, it should be klei ochel nefesh, and if you learn, because it's klei umnes, and if you learn like the other sheets, it's needed for the preparation of food, that's also a reason why it should be klei ochel nefesh. So both reasons should be applicable. The Olam questioned that maybe that's not considered klei ochel nefesh lididan, that we need it to be in the food preparation, maybe it's needed for his own personal food preparation. And since a guy in a restaurant, avada, these kelim are needed for food and come in direct contact with food, but it's not needed for his personal consumption. It's he's creating food for all the customers and all the... So maybe that's not considered klei ochel nefesh. Bekitza, what's considered ledidan? Is klei ochel nefesh the nefesh of the loiva? Or is klei ochel nefesh anyone's nefesh? As long as it's a kli, which is miuchet for ochel nefesh, who cares if the loiva is going to need it for his own consumption? It doesn't make a difference. It's gzeiras hakasav anyway, and gzeiras hakasav is you can't take as a mashkin things that are klei ochel nefesh, things that generate or help in the food preparation. That was a shayla that the Olam threw out. Now let's go into that shayla now before we go on. If you clear that shayla, let's clear a similar shayla. What happens if the keli is used for the loiva's family but not for the loiva himself? He has a beautiful popcorn machine. He doesn't eat popcorn. He never ate popcorn, doesn't care for popcorn. But his kids and his family eat popcorn. Am I allowed to take that popcorn machine? Is it klei ochel nefesh or not? It's obviously klei ochel nefesh, but is it, if we need his klei ochel nefesh, it's not the loiva's klei ochel nefesh. The loiva only uses it for his bnei bayis, but not for himself. Is that considered klei ochel nefesh or not?
Does that sound mistaken that I got to go check up whether he eats popcorn or not? That doesn't sound mistaken.
But let's, I know that he doesn't eat popcorn.
I'm asking, since it's not mistaken that I should have to go check up which case.
Therefore you want, so if you want to say it's zikha klei ochel nefesh and it's certainly also, forget. Let's say I know that he doesn't eat popcorn. Only his kids eat popcorn. Can I take that machine? It's not a machine that the loiva uses or not. Means if we learn that you need it to be the loiva, so let's take it all the way and say it has to be taka, the loiva has to use it, and not his kids. How vite do we take this din?
What's considered? I'm stopping that. I gotta go check up.
So you don't have to check up, but now, I'm telling you, lemaisa, it's not, only the kids use it and not his. Can I take the machine or not? If you hold that you need dafka him, so then I would be allowed to take the machine because he doesn't use it. Same thing with the restaurant. If I hold that I need dafka him, then I would allow to take this ovens and everything else because he doesn't use it for personal consumption. He sells, he prepares food to sell.
My impression that when you say clay or phone, that it's the necessities of life to feed, to eat. Now, ishtoka beso.
Ishtok Agufa. Okay, I'm not talking about, let's say, I left out wife. Let's talk about the kids.
Yeah. And not only as children, also, you all depend on them. So what difference does it make whether he eats?
Well, all the customers depend on me, too. All the bachim eat supper by me. They can't eat in yeshiva. They all come every single night for supper. They depend on me. What does that mean? It is a machine that's used for food.
But the father has the obligation to feed his kids.
Okay, that's debatable. We'll get to it maybe some other time, but in Hilchos Tzedakah we discussed it. All right, that's the shaila. The shaila is what's considered klei eichel nefesh. Is it you shouldn't prevent, you shouldn't seize a food processing machine, a food generating machine, because there's something, I don't know, in the cheshivas of generating food, which is a basic necessity for an Adam, so therefore it doesn't make a difference of him or not. Or no, you shouldn't take his nefesh, don't take his eichel nefesh, something of his. I shouldn't take away his eichel nefesh or not. That's the shayla.
The restaurant, probably he eats on the job also.
If he eats on the job also, I'm not so sure if that's enough, because if the machine is primarily for the customers, I don't know, I can't remagder it, but it's considered a clay for the cousins. If he's hungry, he'll chop something. I don't know.
It's the same. His kids eat more than him. He has 10 kids. They eat more than him, too.
Yeah, okay. But that's used for him. He needs it for his son. There, hopefully he'll get supper when he comes home. But, all right, whatever. Sorry?
The shayla is only in the
mechaber. Right, correct. If you hold like the Ramah, that you hold all clay umnis is a problem, then who cares? You don't need for it in a restaurant, but it's still a clay umnis. Yeah, but the popcorn machine is a shayla even in the Ramah. I mean, well, in the Faket, the popcorn machine, yeah, and even in the Ramah, because yeah, I'm not using it for business. I'm using it for my kids. I'm not using it for myself. Do I need dafka myself to have an awe? Or even the kids is enough to consider klei eichel nefesh.
Why do we ignore the factor of whether he's a nani or not? The whole thing, yeah, a nashir, it doesn't matter if you take his.
No, Avadim, now let's take a klei eichel nefesh even from a nashir. It's a lav deraisi. Now let's take klei eichel nefesh from anyone.
What's the
pasuk? Lo yakov v'rechev. Ki nefesh u'chayvel. You're now let her take rechaim v'rechev. Why? Ki nefesh u'chayvel. You're taking away a nefesh, which is the eichel nefesh. Who's eichel nefesh? The life is eichel nefesh? Or a machine that generates eichel nefesh? Lav dafka the life is. That's the shayla.
You're taking away his nefesh because he's a rich man.
So what? But it's still. But that's how he eats up every night. He cooks in that oven. Who cares? He's rich. But you're taking away his eichel nefesh. Clearly the lav. That's for sure. The lav is even by an ocean. It's a given. Chazara, once you did it and you're over the lav and now you have to return it, then it's only by Anon if he needs it. A lav is across the board. Yes, even by Anosha. There's an Orko Shukhan over here in Sifyar Aleph, Teich Dvarov, when he starts handling, not like the Raman, about it's not Klei Umnis, it's Davka Eichel Nefesh, it's Exeris HaKosef, but Teich Dvarov, he says, because there's a tzar involved, that you're being mitzar the loiva, because this is a keli that he needs for his food and his Bnei Bayis' food. I don't know if it's Stavka, but it sounds like an Orcha Shukhan, like a split. His, of course, the Klei Eichel Nefesh, even Bnei Bayis is considered Klei Eichel Nefesh, but if it's not used for him or his Bnei Bayis, only as a restaurant, that wouldn't be considered Klei Eichel Nefesh. I'm not sure if I should take it as Zayvai, but that's the Mashmois, at least, of the Orcha Shukhan. I just want to share with the Olam, there's a Targum Unklis and Targum Rabbeinu Yonasan ben Aziel on this Pasuk, Ki Nefesh Hu Chayvel. The behen or the behain, the same thing. The behen misavid mazoin l'chol nafsha. What's ki nefesh hu chayvel? What's the ki nefesh hu? Ki nefesh means the behen in these kalim in the rechaim v'rechev misavid mazoin. It prepares, it creates food l'chol nafsha. What's the l'chol nafsha? If it was makbid dafka on the loiva, the chayit should have said the behem misavid mazain the nafshei or mazain the loiva. What's mazain lechol nafsha? It sounds like for the targumim that I don't care about the loiva zaykal nafish as long as these kalim generate mazain lechol nafsha. It creates food for people that's already considered that love of layakor rechaim v'rechev.
Even if he doesn't use it.
Oh, that's going to be a different halacha. About we can hopefully get to in Siftes that if it's never used, then it's not considered klei eichel nefesh because it's not used for him or for other people. So it doesn't generate food. But if it's used for other people, so it's a behen misavid. It's a clay that creates mazon lechol nafsha. So lechayit should be a problem.
But it's interesting. The difference is going to be a philosophical difference also. If you say it's for him, then you understand, like you're taking away the nefesh and you have no right to his nefesh. If it's in the keli itself, there's a whole different philosophical concept. That kind of keli.
Right, the keli that generates food. I shouldn't stop it from creating food in the world. Okay, fine. Okay, now, there's a Nesina Lager, that's a Rav Nosson Adler wrote a pirush on the Targum. Targum Unklis, and he's bothered by, someone showed this to me Thursday, and he's bothered by also why he said Lechol Nafsha, and he has a whole different pshat. He says that the Targum, when it says "mazon l'chol nafsha," it's "mazon l'chol nafsha" means that it has to be a shava l'chol nefesh. We find the concept by yontif. You're allowed to do certain malachas on yontif, provided those malachas are for everybody. It's a mazon l'chol nafsha. But if you want to burn frankincense, that only the ashir and the mufunakim need that, but the anim don't need that. We don't generally have that. So then you're not allowed to do it. That's a malacha. I on yontif is hutcha malachas. It's only hutcha those malachas which were needed l'chol nafsha, a shava l'chol nefesh. But something that's not shava l'chol nefesh. And the halacha, for example, taking a shower or a bath, b'chol rechitzas gufay, it's a whole shaila what to do today, but at least it's considered in the B'mei Chazal and the Poiskim, that's not considered l'chol nafsha, because not everyone needs to wash his entire guf. Therefore, it's usa to take a shower on yontif or bath, because it is a problem, because it's not a mazon l'chol nafsha. It's not necessary for every single nefesh. Zok the Nesina Lager, hu adin bay l'yakor rechaim v'rechev, ki nefesh hu choyvel, when the Targum says it's a mazon l'chol nafsha, it has to be a keli that generates food that's roi l'chol nefesh. But if it generates a food that only the Ashirim and Mufunakim eat, and not the Aniyim, and not Astam B'nei Adam, that is not considered Klei Echol Nefesh, and you're allowed to be Mamashkin such a Keli. A big Chiddush La'alacha. Ehet, you are allowed to be Mamashkin such a Keli that only Mufunakim need. I have no idea what that is. But if you go Mashalais a Tzir, such a Tzir that only Mufunakim need, Baltal Daita is out there, and that's not considered Klei Echol Nefesh, and you're allowed to be Mamashkin. So he has a different shot in the Targum.
So you can take his plates and his forks and knives.
Why?
It's not Klei Echol Nefesh. He can eat without it.
No, not that he could. We're talking about whether it's necessary. Everybody uses forks and knives, I hope. So if that's the case, it's considered Klei Echol Nefesh. Now, God happens to be later on, we'll see him, Yet Hashem, there might be in Sefirot Aleph a different reason why forks and knives might not be Klei Echol Nefesh. But everyone uses it. It's something that's only used for Mufanakim. The Chalkas Yoyev, I think, had a Shaila B'negeh to hot peppers. The hot peppers only Miut Sheba'am, or I don't know if that's the Shia, it's also Maklek as if it's a Tolian Miut. It's really a major problem here, because that's Hosogi Shavlok on Evesh Yomtev is a major Mavuch amongst the Baiskim. But he has a Shaila about peppers, hot peppers, since only a Miut, I don't know, Mufunakim, but at least Miut Sheba'am eats it, maybe that you're now allowed to do. You're now allowed to pickle hot peppers or cook hot peppers on Yomtev because it's not Shavlok on Evesh. So if you'll have a machine that pickles hot peppers, let's say, light him, then he'll come out, then that keli you're allowed to be a mamashkin, because it's not shovel l'chol nefesh. A big chiddush l'halacha. All right, that's his cheshbon. Agav, once you're on the sugya of klei echol nefesh, is already some machlokes as rishonim, there's the chinuch and ra'on, pashas ha'machamis, there are many rishonim who hold, but negeh to yontif, that when it comes to food, no matter what, food is food, and we're not mechalek in food. And even if you find a food like hot pepper that only some meat eats, that's still considered shavu l'chol nefesh, because the eating everyone needs. The Gemara is a kasher from choshev deer meat, venison, whatever it's called. So over there, the Gemara says avada, even though the ashir meat it, avada, that's considered shavu l'chol nefesh, because anim would eat it too, everyone would eat it. Or that's one pshat in Rishonim, and these Rishonim learn because it's achila, everyone needs to eat. So therefore, you can't be magdim mechalik in food, in eating. If that's the case, then l'chayit, it's never gemult such a pshat, because when negayit to mazayin, there's no such thing as something which is only for an osh and not for an eba yom tov. Every eating is across the board and we're not mechalik. So like those rishonim, he certainly can't be going. So Elamai will bring a rai from this targum, not like those rishonim. Okay, but like my pshat in the targum, it's a whole different thing. I believe the targum means to say, or I'm suggesting at least, that the Targum to say that even Muslim l'chol nafsha, lav dafka the loiva. If it's Muslim l'chol nafsha, avada already then you have an issa to be mamashkin. I know it's not the pashas. I know if you ask some person, I've done this already. If you ask a number of people, woof the god avada. Why not? It's dafka if you take the loiva's klei echol nefesh, not if you take stam a restaurant that he needs it for other people. But the chayit is a mashmois, at least possible mashmois of the Targumim, not like that. That yes,
the
even
Rabbanan by the Reichaim or the Mashon, where according to that shita, that if it's if it's a shovel of all nefesh, that Rabbanan by Mashon.
No, will there be an Issa de Rabbanan?
Yeah, Is the
issa to not to take le'echol nefesh is a deraisa. But he's saying that that's only if it's shovel le'echol nefesh. It's not shovel le'echol nefesh. You don't have the issa. It's a big chiddush. A chiddush leheta. Fine. I want to bring you another raya. I looked amongst the poskim. I couldn't find a raya lakan or lakan, if it's dafka his or for others. But I want to bring you another chatzi raya, we'll call it. A raya, which is anyway a chiddush, a raya to this tzad that avada, even the restaurants consider kleyakon nefesh. We have a problem here. The Gemara says, zug shel saparim is considered klei eichon nefesh. And the Rishonim are bothered by, why is zug shel saparim? Why is a scissor of a barber considered klei eichon nefesh? Where's the klei eichon nefesh? You don't eat with scissors? What's going on? It doesn't help in... The Gemara uses a logic zug shel saparim. Comes along the Rishonim and bothered by, where's the klei eichon nefesh? And for the Rishonim, that doesn't mean zug shel saparim. It means zug shel misparayim, and you use it to prepare food, to cut the yerek, whatever it is, to prepare the yerek. That's considered, and that's why the Ramot HaKapaskins, to go in zug shel saparim, is mutal lamashkanim. It's not considered klei eichon nefesh, like you just said, is because we go with that, those Rishonim, we have a different gears in the Gemara, because if it will be just the barber scissors, it's not considered klei eichol nefesh. The Rama, on the other hand, to remind the Olam, the Rama holds that all klei umnis is considered klei eichol nefesh, because with umnis you could generate income, with that income you could buy food, that's one shot, or maybe eichol nefesh means chayei nefesh, panosa, and that's umnes. All klei umnes considered eichol nefesh. And memela, that's then he learns the Gemara zuk shel saparim kipshutoi. A barber's scissors is klei eichol nefesh because a barber uses those scissors to generate income. So that's okay. Comes along the Meyuchas Talmud Rashba. He has a third pshat. Not like the Rama, because wavada has to be food and not just generating income. But yes, we could still keep the girsa of zug shel saparim. It's considered klei eichol nefesh. Why? Zok the Talmud Rashba is that klei eichol nefesh eichel is lav dafka. Lav dafka eichel bavad is considered eichel nefesh. Any kelim that are tzarich hanefesh, tzarich haguf, is considered klei eichel nefesh. And since these scissors are used to give a haircut, and it's a tzarich haguf to have a haircut, so therefore that's also considered klei eichel nefesh. Like by yontif lamashal, these klal has to be shovel eichel nefesh, is all in yontif, not just by food. Well, here too, when it talks about klei eichel nefesh is lav dafka food, even if it's not food, any tzarich haguf is already considered klei eichel nefesh.
What's the
pasuk say? Verechav ki nefesh hu choyvel. Nefesh. Anything that's a tzarich ha-nefesh. Eichel, mazen is tzarich ha-nefesh. Haircut is tzarich ha-nefesh. Any utensil, any tool, if you have a back scratcher, maybe that would be tzarich ha-nefesh. Anything that's used for tzarich ha-guf is also tzarich ha-nefesh, is also considered tzarich ha-nefesh. As I talk to Talmud Rashba. So, very nice, a big chiddush of Talmud Rashba. My cheshbon is, let's say he's right. Yes, anything, eichel or zavdavka, any tzarich ha-nefesh. But the chayy is still wrong. We're talking about a barber's scissors. The barber gave himself the haircut with those scissors. Those are barber's scissors that he uses to give other people haircuts. And yet he learns that you could keep the gears of zug shel saparim. Why? It's because it's a tzarich haguf for all the people, all the customers who need haircuts. So you see, l'chay in the Talmud Rashba, that once you're talking about klei eichol nefesh, it's lav dafka the loiv is eichol nefesh, it's lav dafka the loiv is tzarich ha-nefesh, as long as that Kaili is miyuchad for tzarich ha-nefesh, tzarich eichol nefesh, that's already considered klei eichol nefesh. So you see, it's lav dafka for him own, even for other people. L'chayr, from that Talmud Rashba, you see raya. And I...
Or we said earning a living is own.
Yeah, but the Talmud Rashba is not going like that. Talmud Rashba says, l'hed, earning a living now. We're going, it has to be eichol nefesh. But that's also considered a tzarich nefesh. So I'm just bringing a raya that, yes, back to our restaurant, if Talmud has any other raya, if you find anything on this Indian, please let me know. This is what I have so far on the Indian, that even l'chayr from the Targum and the Talmud Rashba, l'chayr is a mashma, that even for other people, lav dafka the loiv is eichol nefesh, that's also considered klei eichol nefesh. Agav, b'negei to the chiddush of the Talmud Rashba, that eichol nefesh is lav dafka, is a very nice chiddush, but l'halacha, we don't go like that. Because all the Rishonim is the kasha, and that one Rishon gives his teretz. And l'halacha, the Rama says l'hedya, zug shel saparim, mutal l'mashkanam. So you see, we're not going with the Talmud Rashba. We hold that something which is tzarich haguf is not klei eichol nefesh. Yitak have to be dafka eichol. And there's a Rabbeinu Haigoin in Bava Metzia, in Toshitas Akadmoinim in the back, there's Rabbeinu Haigoin on Kuf Tezainim and Aleph, who says Teich Dvarov, that Klei Nechoshes U Brazel, Shem Klei Rechitza, I don't know, they used to wash themselves with these Kalim, is not considered Klei Echol Nefesh. So L'chayro, even though, like the Talmud Rashi, L'chayro, they should be, they're Kalim that are used for Yenefesh. If somehow I needed to wash my guf, that's how I wash my guf, so they should be kalim klei nefesh, just like scissors to give a haircut. So these tools or utensils that I need to wash myself, look, it should be also klei echol nefesh. Elamai.
The difference. The zugim are directly applied to the guf.
And
the kalim, let's say, where you...
And this also, I needed to scratch. Let's say I scratched the dirt off...
You'll use it for water when you put soap in, let's say, but the soap would be applied to the roof, the kalim is
on. I don't know, I have no idea. I'll be honest with you, I don't know what these clay rechitza are. Klei nechesh is a bazel that you use for rechitza. How are you understanding that? I thought it was a scrubbing brush, that's what I thought. So you're applying it to, you're using it on yourself, it's a tzarech ha-nefesh, and nevertheless, and that's considered klei echol nefesh. So lecheira lahaloka vada, we don't pass it like that. Chiddush of the Talmud Rashba, but at least homies you learn from the Talmud Rashba that you see that it's lav dafka the loiv is eichon nefesh, even if it's a fremd it's eichon nefesh. All right.
It does say nefesh. It doesn't say eichon nefesh.
Correct.
It does use the terminology eichon nefesh.
Correct.
When it uses nefesh, why are they all being saying that's eichon nefesh?
Well, the Mishnah says eichon nefesh. The Targumim say mazon lechon nefesh. That's the Havana of the Chazal had. That
but the pasuk we see by Yom Tov, the terminology the pasuk uses eichon nefesh. It's not a terminology that's not used by the Torah.
No, okay.
The word nefesh could have several types.
And a Hanami. I'm just talking about from the Rishonim, you see not like him. You want to know why? Okay, but and the Ramah is the head, you're not like him. So L'chayr La'alaka, we don't go like that extra chiddush, but B'negeh to a restaurant, L'chayr, there should be a problem. All right, let's move on, Rabbi.
Everyone needs a haircut, but no one really needs a restaurant. Have to eat in the restaurant.
No, but it's food. I need to eat. I'm not saying that the building that the restaurant is housed in is a tzarech echol nefesh. Maybe yeah, maybe not. It's not a keli. But I'm talking about the oven that cooks the food. What's the difference? I eat it in the restaurant, eat it at home. It's the same oven. And I ate supper tonight in the restaurant. It's not klei echol nefesh. But I eat it at home, then that oven is yet klei echol nefesh. It's something that's prepared for food and I'm eating. It's for consumption. It's a preparation of food, so it should be a problem. Who cares where it is? All right, let's move on. Siftes. If a loiva has five rechayim, 5 mils, ainu reshay la mashkin afila achis mehen, you're not allowed to even be mamashkin even one of them. However, vim ainu isa malacha la baachis mehen, but if he only does malacha in one of these 5 mils, then mutu la mashkin ashar, then you're allowed to take the other 4. Why? Zakta lavush, since he doesn't use the other 4. Those other 4 that he doesn't use are not considered klei echol nefesh. If they're not used, then they're not dumi l'rechaim. Rechaim is something that's used, that helps in the food process. If this keli could, in theory, be used for food, but isn't, it's not being used at all, that's not considered klei echol nefesh.
It's not used at all, because otherwise it would be a riot. If someone else uses it, then you have a riot to the previous.
Okay, I was coming to Bavon something else, but you'll have that at all. Correct.
It's not used at all. It says,
Well, no one else is going to use my machine. It's my machine. So if I don't use machine, not for myself and not for other people,
if someone else uses it, it doesn't say clearly what would be.
It doesn't talk about it.
It's back to the Shiloh before, I'm saying that.
I understand. You don't have a right either way from here.
Right, no, I think you
said you... Now, I'm trying to be there's something else. Right. It starts with Ha'ilu Chamish Rechayim. I'm coming from the Tosefta. The Tosefta says this Lashon. Okay, let me first explain what, and I'll bring you right from the Tosefta. What does it mean, Ha'ilu Chamish Rechayim, Einu Rechal Lamashkan Afilu Achaz Mehen? He uses all 5 mils consecutively, constantly, all at the same time? Or Sunday, mill number 1, Monday, mill number 2, maybe he gives the mill a break. And Tuesday, maybe he doesn't want to overwork the mill, so he every single day of the week he has another mill.
Maybe he has 5 workers, it's a business.
Maybe, and maybe not, that's what I'm trying to say. What are we talking about? So I want to say that we're talking about, even if he doesn't use all 5 machines at once, even if he only uses 1 machine at once, and he has Shabbos dikka mills, and Yom Tov dikka mills, and Chachol dikka mills, he has different kalim for everything. He has a flatware for Yom Tov, and flatware for Shabbos, and flatware for weekdays. But Lamaisa, he uses all of them. If he uses all of them, that's considered klei echol nefesh, and you're not allowed to touch any of them. If he only uses 1 of them, that the other 4 he doesn't use at all, then you're allowed to take the other 4, because the other 4 are not in use. If it's not in use, then it's not klei rechaim, it's not dumi l'rechaim. Rechaim has, it's things that generate food. Rechaim, Briska used to say, a lamed is nish, someone who knows how to learn. It's someone who learns. Just like a ganav is not someone who knows how to steal, someone who steals. Well, klei rechaim is not something that knows how to be a klei rechaim, it's someone that is a klei rechaim. If you are a klei rechaim, then you're not allowed to take the klei rechaim. If you're not a klei rechaim, because you're not youth, then you're not a klei rechaim. Not dumel rechaim shel Torah. So memela, you're allowed to take it. What's my raya to this? First of all, it's a Rashba who says that. When it says Kamisha Rechayim, anyone Rashkan feel Axman, the Rashba is Mavu and Kufya Gimbal in the Shita, the Rashba is Mavu like that. As long as you use it, even occasionally, if you use it, then it's considered Klei Rechayim. If you don't use it at all, then it's not Klei Rechayim. And the Lashon Tesefta, it's coming from a Tesefta. Tesefta's Lashon is, V'meinu Eisim Laka Ela Ba'Axman, the Lashon is, Ein chayev ella al oisa bilvad. I took all five. I'm only going to be chayev on one of them. But if you tell me that I occasionally use each one, so how do you know which one? Well, al oisa bilvad. Which one? I use all five occasionally. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I use all five. So why? Which one is the oisa bilvad? Ella, my oisa bilvad means I only use one of them. Al oisa bilvad, on the one that you use, that's the one that you're going to be chayev on. But the other that you don't use at all, that you're not going to be chayev on. Nothing to do with ani. The part doesn't say ani. Nachum al leyachbo rechaim v'rechiv. You're not allowed to take kliyokon nefesh. Ani ashe. You're not allowed to take kliyokon nefesh. Doesn't say ani.
He has five rechaim.
No problem. Five. 55. If he uses each one, once he uses on Sunday, one on Monday, one on Tuesday, one he uses when his in-laws come, one he uses when his parents come. If he has one, if he uses each one, then he's. It's his klei yachol nefesh.
But he could double up on to other.
Doesn't make a difference. If it's you,
no, but it'll suffer.
100%, that's what I'm coming to Bavon. It has nothing to do whether he could double up or not. If it's used, then it's klei yachol nefesh. If it's not used, then it's not klei yachol nefesh. That's what I'm coming to Bavon. Mamish, that's what I'm coming to Bavon. And it's mavu like that, and the Rashi will look over there. I'm coming lafuka. There is a Heintiger who suggested, maybe that's what you're saying, but suggested that if somebody has two sets of flatware, he has a weekday flatware and a Shabbos flatware, you're allowed to take the Shabbos flatware because he could get away with the weekday flatware. Let him use the weekday flatware on Shabbos. I think it's a toys. I don't think that's what this halacha is. There's halacha by misadrin, by irregular mashkin. Then there's such a halacha that you leave him his basic necessities, and if he could use the weekday for Shabbos, so let him use the weekday for Shabbos. This is not the din misadrin. This is a din of what's considered klei yachol nefesh. If it's used, it's klei yachol nefesh. If I can't, the chiddush is the other way. That something that's not used is not considered klei yachol nefesh anymore. That's the chiddush. But as long as it's used, avad is still considered klei yachol nefesh. You don't have to use it every minute. You don't have to use it 24/7. As long as you use it, it's in use, so it's klei yachol nefesh. If it's not in use, then it's not klei yachol nefesh. But non-use means it's never in use. But as long as it's in use, l'chayr is going to be klei yachol nefesh. All right. That's the l'chayr, the halacha of siftes. I just want to bring out, there are, if you remind the Olam, there's a Shitas Ramban and a Rashba. They had a problem. All the Rishonim has a kasha. We discussed this last week. All the Rishonim has a kasha. What's the halacha that the Mishnah says when you have a machresha, you return the machresha b'yoyim? In fact, Rishonim, how did you get the machresha in the first place? It's klei yachol nefesh. How you let it take the guy's plow? And on that, the Mechab and Ramah comes from the Rishonim, and Mechadet, the plow is not considered klei yachol nefesh because it doesn't come in direct contact with the food. Okay. But the other Rishonim, and many terusim which we discussed, the Ramban and Rashba Teretz is, if you remember, the Ramban and Rashba Teretz is, the Vada machresha is klei yachol nefesh. How did I take it? I took it at night. They are mechadish that issa of klei yachol nefesh is only when you take it in a zman which it's shayach and roi, or the derech is to use those kelim. People generally only use a machresha b'yoyim, at night you can't see, so therefore you are allowed to take a machresha at night. As long as it's not the derech, normal, typical derech to use it at that time, then for that time, it's not klei yachol nefesh. It's only klei yachol nefesh for day, because by the day, it's roi to be used, but at night when it's not roi to be used, it won't be considered klei yachol nefesh. I just want to point out, it's not... He has a kinyan, and now Shmita won't be Meshamid, and he's allowed to go after the Yorshim, and once he has a kinyan, he can take it back to after the guy. He can keep it all night. It puts pressure on the loiva to have to pay. Whatever the mile of having a mashkin is, that's his mile. Sorry? Once he has the kinyan, then there's no problem, then you won't have the problem of klei yachol nefesh with the bais. Okay, well... Bais is a differentness of Lassavi al-Baisai, but to extent you have a... So if you're going to the bais only to take this thing, then you should be fine. Right. Then you'll be able to go back in the next day only for this item, not for anything else, because this item is already yours. You already have a kinyan in it. But this is not the halakha that we're talking about in Siftes. Siftes' halakha is if it's never used, then it's not considered klei kol nefesh. They're talking about even when something is used, as long as it's during a period that's generally not used, that's not considered klei kol nefesh. It's not really to be used. I mean, it's not the derech to use it at that time.
Why?
No, but it's right to be used. It's a derech to use forks and knives on Shabbos. You tell me on Shabbos we only eat with our fingers tonight here. So forks and knives are out of the picture for herring we eat with the fingers. So it's not no geir for Shabbos. But the word is, if that I rather hold, the lashon is that it's not whether this particular loiv is going to use it at this moment. As long as it's the zman haray to be used for that keli, so it's a klei ekon nefesh for that zman. But if Shabbos, Grady, he has a different set of the dishes for Shabbos. So what? But on Shabbos, he uses dishes, he uses pots, and he uses, so those pots, even other pots, his weekday pots, are pots that are used. It's a zman that's right to be used for pots. Unless you tell me Shabbos you have to cook a special food, and that special food needs a special type of a pot, so no other pot's right. I don't think that's what you mean. If it's a pot is a pot. A pot is right to be used. Maybe even at night as well. We cook day, we cook at night, so the pot won't have this heta. But machresha, that we only use by the day, machresha you're allowed to take at night. That's the chiddush of the Ramban and Rashi. They're coming to answer these Rishonim's kasha.
By the way, would the halacha change, for example, in those days, they didn't have lights. If now people put up lights by it and do farming at night, would it be also to take it?
If the derech now is to do farming at night, then in a konami, now the derech is used to declare machresha at night. I'm not so sure that's correct in Metzius, but fine. Now, L'maisa is the Mechab and Ramah don't go like the Ramban and Rashba, because the Mechab and Ramah say a different test. They hold that Klei Makresh is not Eichon Nefesh at all. They spar from the Sugya that Makresh is not Klei Eichon Nefesh at all. So once you do that, now you don't have a Hechrek for the Chiddush of the Ramban and Rashba to say that this man that's not Roy is already not considered Klei Eichon Nefesh. We don't have that Hechrek anymore. Sorry?
I said you can take it any time.
No, then you will never let her take it, because it's always considered klei kol nefesh. Even at night, I will not be able to take klei makresha, because it's considered klei kol nefesh. We won't have the hekuk, and the bach over here, in Sif Yud Zayin, the bach paskins lehedya, not like the Ramban and Rashba. The lehedya that even when it's not the zman aroyuloi, it's still considered klei kol nefesh. And that's the chayr, a right to our shmuz and siftes as well. You see that you don't have to use it constantly, because the maisa, the guy wasn't using it at night. So why can't I take it? LMI, because tomorrow I plan on using it, so it's still considered klei kol nefesh. I don't have to use it 24/7. As long as I use it, if I change off days, if I have 5 meals and I use one tomorrow and I don't use it today, it's still considered klei kol nefesh, because tomorrow I plan on using it. You see, that's pshat in the mechaber. All right.
If I use it once a year, same thing, normally.
I would say as long as it's normal to be used and not like by accident you use it. If your plan is that yes, you're going to use it every Rosh Chodesh, this is your Rosh Chodesh meal, then I'm not going to have it. So you use it. So it's klei kol nefesh. As long as you use it, that's considered klei kol nefesh. You use it only on your birthday. I don't know if you want to make special. Sorry?
A wine press.
So that will be klei kol nefesh. If that's the shteg you're going to use, and that's how you're mishtamish with it. So you are mishtamish with the item. So if you're mishtamish with the item, so it is klei kol nefesh. All right, Agav. Just want to mention Agav. The Gedulei Truma has a bomb shayla. Gedulei Truma and Chelek Aleph Shar Vav Siv Gimel Asa Kasha on the Ramban and Rashba Shita. If the Ramban and Rashba is right that you're allowed to take it shaloi b'shas hatzayik shaloi b'zman harayiloi, so then he asks, so when is klei kol nefesh different than other klei malbush? You're not allowed to take his shirt. But if he's not using his shirt, you're allowed to take it. And once you take it, you have to give it back when he needs it. Every day you've got to return it to him because he needs a shirt. Pajamas you have to give back at night. Shirts you have to give back during the day. So, Frektik Dudli Truma, what is the chilek, like the Ramban, between klei kol nefesh and not klei kol nefesh? And shirts. Both of them, when he's using it, you're not allowed to take it. When he's not using it, you are allowed to take it. And once you do take it, you still have to return it when he needs it. So what is the chilek between klei kol nefesh and shirts? He blibes shreh. Tzarechin. He doesn't understand. Like this shita, where could there be a difference between klei kol nefesh and not klei kol nefesh? And l'chayek kepshutai, you could b'deichik say, then in Konami there is no chilek. But the chilek is, one's alive and one's not. By klei yoichol nefesh, yoivir alav, layak b'rechem v'rechev, and by a shirt, you don't have that lav. You're not allowed to take it, but you're not over the lav. Maybe that would, and in Konami there is no chilek in choy shemish, but the chilek is only in isavet. There's a lav, and there's no lav. Maybe that would be the etza.
Man is supposed to use it. This man is really to use it.
Oh. So that you have to know. By mashkin, when it's a zman haroi for a shirt, are you allowed to take it even if he's not using the shirt? That's a suggestion I would like to say. That could be, that would be a nafkamina. The nafkamina is, these two, actually we have two nafkaminas based on what we just said. One is that as long as the zman haroi loy to use, shirts are normally used during the day, but if the guy doesn't need this shirt, then you're allowed to take it. But Klei Rechayim, as long as it's a Zman that he's right to be used, and he does occasionally use it, so it is considered Klei Kol Nefesh, you wouldn't be allowed to take it. To say it a little different, which is the same type of a chiluk, is if he has Chamisha Rechayim, if he has 5 mils, so we said that you're not allowed to touch any of them, because he has 5, as long as he uses all 5, occasionally, then all of them are considered Klei Kol Nefesh. You can't touch any of them. But if it will be a din mashkin if we have 5 shirts, then your svara would be right. Then we have 5 shirts. Make sure leave him 1 shirt so he can have something to wear, and the other 4 you're allowed to take. So it's a pashut the nafkamina between Klei Kol Nefesh and shirts. Klei Kol Nefesh is, it's upshot, what he needs. Klei Kol Nefesh is if it's used, if it's considered Klei Kol Nefesh, you're not allowed to take it. If it's not used at all, then you're allowed to take it. But as long as it's used, you're not allowed to take it. Mashenkin by shirts, it's totally whether he's going to use it, he has a tzerich to use it. If he doesn't have a tzerich because he has more than 1 shirt, then you're allowed to take the extra shirts. That would be pashut nafkamina. All right, fine, let's move on. Sif Yud. Chaval kelim harbi. A big chiddush l'halacha. Chaval kelim harbi. If somebody was chaval kelim harbi, shal oichel nefesh, he took 5 rechayim. What's the halacha? Chayv al kol kli v'kli. He's chayv on every single kli. Not only that, v'afilu shnei kelim ha-mechubarim yachad, la'asois behem, melacha achas. Even if you have some keli, that it's comprised of 2 distinct kelim, and both of them are necessary to function, like a rechayim v'rechev, a mill. Without the rechayim, the lower piece, and the rechev, which is the upper piece, you won't be able to grind anything. The two, when they rub against each other, that's when they crush each other, they crush the food in between. But without that, there won't be a mill. Yet, when somebody takes rechayim v'rechev, he's going to be able to 2 lavim. Hein mitzad rechev, hein mitzad the rechaim. He's going to be able to 2 lavim. So too, zok the machaber, any keli, even if it's mechuba, if you take it, if it's made up of 2 parts, you're going to be over on both parts. Kemoi, hamisparayim shegoizizim bem yerek. If you take scissors that are used for food preparation, mechaber l'shitase, dafkif for food preparation, not a barber. If it's food preparation, harezer over b'shnei lavin, you can be over on 2 lavin because the scissors comprise of 2 parts. So both hands of the scissor is a separate lav. A guy takes a scissor, he's going to be over 2 lavim. Even though it's mechuba. Just like rechayim v'rechev are mechuba to each other, you take rechayim v'rechev, you're going to be over because it's 2 parts. So too by a scissor, you're going to be over 2 lavim because it's 2 parts.
Is that because it's considering the connected because of 1 kelim?
So that's the chiddush akra, that even it's extra yito, we l'dashin, that even though it's used for 1 function, but it's 2 distinct kelim, it's 2 distinct parts.
The scissor is not usable. One is a flat.
Both of them, and scissors are not usable one without the other, and rechaim v'rechev, the upper piece without the bottom, or vice versa, is also not usable.
One is sharp and one is kind of flat.
Okay, so, but it's not usable, but rechaim v'rechev is not usable, and yet you're over too.
Brackets, everything, so it goes on every piece. Oh.
So it should come out, Rabbi said it should come out, if this is the case, it should come out. Let's, if I take your coffee maker, and it's made up of 100 screws, and there's a vessel that holds the water, and there's the heating element, and there's the spout, and there's the handle. If I, so what defines something a keli? It's now mechuba together. If each one is a keli, if it's not pshute kliyetz, if each one is a keli, so each one, each screw is a keli, each vessel is a keli, the vessel that holds the water is a keli, the cup that holds the hot, the percolated coffee is a keli, everything, so you take 1 coffee maker, l'chei should be over 100 lavim in 1 shot.
It's considered 1 keli, not considered.
But here you see, not like that. Even though it's mechuba, and you need both of them to function as one function, nevertheless you're over 2. Who cares? It's already attached and all screwed together. The rechaim v'rechav are also screwed together, and yet you're over on the rechaim and on the rechav.
What if he has only a rechav or one part of a scissor?
Will he be a, that's a good shot. We're going to get to it shortly. Actually, we'll get to it shortly. But
it's not a clean, can you?
We're going to get to it shortly. But, so l'chayr it should come out that if you take a coffee, but if we're right, then let's take it to the next step. So by the scissors, how were the two pieces attached?
A screw.
Must be a screw, right? A rechayim v'rechev. How was it attached? Must be some type of a screw, a bar. I don't know, something is attaching it. So then l'chayr should be over three for the rechayim, the rechev, and the attach. Whatever makes it attached. That attached...
That's not a clee, though,
right? I don't know.
Screw's a clee,
sure. Why not? Screw's a key. It has a function. I don't know. It's a chayyot. It's a clee. Why not? Why not? It's a clee. And not only that, you look in the mechab in Sivav. Sorry?
Screw's considered echal nefesh?
It serves a function for echal nefesh. All 100 items serve the function of making coffee. Just like the rechaim alone can't do anything, but together it serves the function of making food, so it's a clay echal nefesh. So every part is a clay echal nefesh.
It comes in contact with
the other. Yeah, but to, if you need, first of all, like the Rambam, you don't need mamish in contact. Rambam holds even clay makresha. Sorry? Like the Rambam even clay makresha. It doesn't come in direct contact. And I hold that even the other shouldn't hold need contact. L'chayra, that is contact. That function of the coffee maker, all 100 parts together, come in direct contact with the coffee. That's how it makes coffee. It's not, you know, a heksha to heksha of plowing a field to plant a seed. It comes in contact with the food. 100 pieces together come in contact with the food. L'chayra. L'chayra. Ayyad ha-chajun, ayyad ha-chay. So it should come out. Now, even Rechaim v'rechav, go back to Sivov. You see, Rechaim v'rechav has a barzel, v'hasoyve, v'agalgalim, has many parts to it. So why are we even on every single part? Unless you tell me that's only Rechaim shokark, and we're talking about a movable Rechaim, doesn't have as many parts. I don't know the Metzias. L'chayr, something's amiss here. What's going on? How you talking? You have 100 lavim. I would like to suggest, and it's not great, I would like to suggest that in order to be oiva, like you said, each one has to be a kli b'fnei atzmei. But what defines that? That it's a movable part. A scissor, the two arms are movable. Rechaim v'rechev, they're movable. So I could bring them closer to each other or farther away from each other. It's a movable part. So then it's sort of two distinct parts. But if you have something that's not movable, it's screwed together and it's fastened, so now that's one big part now. So that wouldn't be considered two distinct parts, it now became one part. So it would only be over one lavim. Rechaim v'rechev and scissors, two distinct parts because they're movable one from another.
The coffee would be the machine and the thing.
So in a coffee maker, if you'll have the movable part, you can lift it, so you'll be over maybe two. You can lift the arm and whatever, but more than that, you won't be over 100.
Why do you have to make such a distinction? If you take one part away from it, then there is no kli.
And by Rechaim v'rechev?
If you take the rechav away, there's no kli.
Right, and nevertheless, I'm over on both rechaim v'rechav. So you see, that's not a cheshbon.
But if he only has one.
I'm going to talk about rechaim v'rechav. If I take, he has two, and I take away one, he ruins the kli, right?
That's not
right. And I'm over yet, if I take both. We're going to get to it more in a minute.
Just, that's not my point.
So what's your point?
If the lova has only a rechav,
I'm not up to that yet. That's a different point.
Then what are you taking?
That we could discuss. We'll discuss that shortly. But I'm talking about a different point. When you have a rechaim v'rechav together, if I take it, I'm over both. Each one alone can't do anything. So therefore, I want to make this distinction. Maybe it has to be movable.
He has no kli if you take away his rechav.
Right. And if I take away his screw out of his coffee maker, it's not going to work. If I take away his plug, it won't work. If I take away the handle, it won't work. If I take away his spatter, it won't work. If I take away the vessel that contains the water, it won't work. If I take away the container that contains the coffee, it won't work. If I take away anything, it won't work. Because if it won't work without it, they wouldn't have put it in the first place.
So
right, nothing was extra.
You destroyed it, you
correct. I destroyed it. So if I take the whole coffee machine, I should have 100 lavim because I destroyed the machine 100 times. I took the screw, the vessel, the spout, the handle, I took everything. So I was over 100 times. So that's why I want to make this distinction. That maybe metal.
What is movable? Have you have a coffee maker? You pour water on top. It doesn't budge.
If it doesn't budge, and it's one machine, and
I
want to say that the only time this chiddush akra was if it's movable, because then we see two distinct kalim at work. So it's two distinct processes. But if it's one kali, or that's why we don't count in the thing that's attached that keeps the rechaim v'rechav together, because that's mechub, but that doesn't move. We only will take the thing that moves, the rechaim v'rechav, that's considered too. It's only a suggestion. You could argue with it. I have no problem with it. I rather will self argue with it. I have a mashmoy slokai, not like me. It's because the Gemara brings a third mashal. See, this is rechaim v'rechav, which is a deraisa, that's a pasuk. Then we have saparim, and the third one is a tzemed shalbaka. You have two paris, each one, the head went into a piece of wood, somehow an attachment. And then what they did was they attached the two pieces of wood together. So then when they plow the field, 100 buckers or 2 buckers will go make a straight line instead of one going to the right, one going to the left, and missing to plow in the middle. So you have two, it's a temet that holds the buckers perfectly straight at a distance, 3 feet away from each other, perfect, and we can make a straight line when we plow the field. And the Gemara says that also, if you take away that temet, that yoke, you're over two lavim. Why? Because each animal had a piece of wood, and the pieces of wood were fastened together, so you, but each, it's two pieces. So two pieces is two lavim. Now the chayra, I can't imagine that moved, because if it moved, then it defeated the whole purpose. And the paras, one will go to the right, one will go to the left, one will fall behind the other. The chayra, I don't know, but the chayra wasn't movable. And yet you still see, you have two lavim, so back to the coffee maker, should be over 100 lavim.
They don't give you a third lav for the thing that attaches there.
So that's our kasha. We don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. That's,
I don't see that as the comparison.
Okay, why?
Take away the barn between each ox can still plow.
Right, I'm not talking about the axe, I'm talking about the yoke. The yoke were two pieces. They had two pieces of wood that were attached to each other. So if I take away both that yoke, which is comprised of two pieces of wood, I'm over two lavim. Why am I over two lavim? Lachari, it's one fastened together piece. Teretz is, but since it's that yoke, in order to work, needs those two pieces, so I'm over two lavim. As they state in the Gemara. So Lachari, not like me. All right.
Because what happens is, every bucket has a temet.
Good.
Taking away a test of each one. Why is it together?
Yeah, but you try putting a temet on one bucket, with it, what does it do?
I don't know, but that it's a clear that the functions. In other words, if there
is. Does it function?
The top functions, the bottom functions. Over here, they function. Each one holds the cow in place.
Well, I could use one without the other?
Yeah. Sure.
You have one cow.
Yeah? What? Anyway, I'll hold it to keep
you
it straight?
Use a temet of two, a temet of three.
I know, but can I use a temet of one? Can I use a temet of one?
And you go riding one with one cow straight ahead.
And it works? Yeah. Does it have any function in it?
If it works? You drive one.
So,
each one is considered a separate piece because it's not that you need two only. Each one is a separate piece because you can attach more.
I can have additional attach, so.
You can't say two is one. Maybe I'll put three, maybe I'll put four, maybe I'll put five. That's what he's trying to say. Each one.
Okay, fine. So if you liked it there, it's fine. No problem.
I don't know about the other side.
Okay, fine. There's a I saw an Ayin Tegesefer who wanted to suggest a different chiluk. And he wanted to suggest, he's Masopik, he played Sorokin, that maybe you only over when you take the Rechaim Verech of two or the scissors two is because Be'etem, each one alone also has some function. A scissors, even if it's alone, you can use it as a razor, maybe, I don't know. And to Rechaim Verechev, he doesn't explain, somehow one without the other also has some function, even though Grada now we use it together, this life is using it together, so it's serving one function together. That's the Chiddush HaKroi, you're over two, because Be'etim, each one alone also is considered Klei HaKonevish, because each one alone also has an ability to have a function to prepare food.
So, attach them don't count.
Why not?
Just saying.
What screws don't count? Why not?
Because
okay, but a coffee maker, you'll be over 100 or at least 10. 10 chalav are just attachments. There are many different functions going on. All right, lamaisa is, I don't think, the mashmoisa temet is also not like that, l'chayra. Because by the, unless you say each one is usable by itself. I don't know.
The function of the soiviv and dalgalim and sivov, those are pieces that are actually weird. It's on the bottom,
One is the galgalim, is
like the screws in the scissor, they're actually in the part that are.
L'chayra is part of the rechaim rechav. One's a.
Like in the coffee maker,
so it's a gear that helps me turn it. It cranks the crank.
So you see over there that every piece maybe in the.
Yeah, but I don't see over there you're even on every piece. Forget, I'm saying that you see, look, that's how Rechaim Verechav is created, and yet you only have two. Look, should be over five.
Magzeh B'Shas Malach is a different halacha. Magzeh
B'Shas Malach, you have to return the machine when he needs it.
All pieces of the machine.
Right. Well, if you take away one piece, then it's not functioning. Right. So you have to return all pieces, of course. All right. Fine. I'm going to bring you a raya that he's not right now. Well, we'll see, but I have another raya that he can't be. There is no function one without the other. But you had a shayla. What happens if I take one? Let's say I'll start off. The loiva only has a rechaim without a rechev. Could I take that rechaim?
It's unusable? You never use it?
It's unusable. He has a rechaim without a rechev, or a rechev without a rechaim.
He never uses it.
Oh. So lechayra, you should talk to achrayim that you're allowed to use. You're allowed to take it. Why? Because it's like a kli shavur. It's a broken keli. It's not kli echo nefesh. I would have said it more in your sprach that you see in Sif Tes that even when you have a functioning machine, as long as you don't use it, it's out of use. It's not considered klei kol nefesh. So if this machine is not functioning, so and you're not, obviously you're not using it. So if you're not using it, it's not klei kol nefesh. So that's pashut. That if the loiva lechayit, it's pashut. If the loiva has only one rechaim, or he has a half a sizzle, avadam allowed to take that. So bezoi frekta the panim yafis. A sefer on chumish frekta panim yafis in pashut kisei. How does it say over here that when I take the rechayim v'rechev, I'm going to be over too? I took the rechayim. Now he only has the rechev. Now go take the rechev. So how am I over the second lav for the rechev? Once I took his rechayim, the rechev is not functioning. So I shouldn't be over a lav. So how is he ever shy to be over two lavim? I took half his sizzle. So now when I take the second half, second half is not functioning. So I shouldn't be over a lav.
Maybe you take it together. Then you
very good. What? When you take it together. Oh, so Zakta Panim Yafis, this whole halacha is only talking about when you take it together. If I take the rechayim v'rechev as one, or the scissors as one, then I'm going to be over two. But if I take one hand first, or the rechayim first, when I take the rechev, it's mut, it's not a problem.
How long
does it have to? I don't know. Maybe you have to take the Kedediva. I took one, now that the next thing is not functioning, I can take the other. Yes, I schlep. Well, we do have metaltin. It's metaltin because it's mechuba.
Then I think Rambam would call him a noble brishus haTorah.
Okay, fine, but Elmais is not going to be able to love him. So the halacha is that only if you take them, according to Paniyov, it's only if you take them bevasachas, a big chiddush. The problem is a mefusha ravid faket. The ravid in the Gemara, when the Gemara says that if you take them, you're over two, but if you take zebifnei atzmai v'zebifnei atzmai, you're only over one. So the Paniyof says that means Zebifneyatso is a rightish. Take all Zok to Paniyof. It means you took one, and then you took the next one. You only have one. But Zok to Raivi, what's Pshat Nigma Zebifneyatso? Vizebifneyatso, Kloimar, Zebifneyatso, Oi Zebifneyatso. You only took one. You only took the Rechaim or the Rechev. But Avad, if you take the Rechaim and then the Rechev, Avad will be over two.
What's the Chiddush
there? What's the Chiddush? We could discuss what the chiddush is. There's going to be a chiddush. We'll see. Yitzchem by Gedulah Shmuel. There's a big chiddush involved. The lechay is zokter lechay is mafusha ravid that if you take zeh achazeh you are over two. And on that there's a tesis as well. The tesis in Kuftes Vav and Meralef is mashma like that as well. The tzlach and the nefesh chay and the dakedav will bring a ravid from tesis that even you take zeh achazeh you are going to be over two. What happened to the Panim Yafis is Gevaldik Akasha. Has it affected Minchaskinik and everyone? How's it Tzlach? How's it Shayach? Lechay is Yachazet. The second one's no longer functioning. Teretz is like what you said. Zok, the Tzlach, Mayone Achokma. The Tzlach is in Madura Basra. The Mayone Achokma is over there in Kuf Tezvov. And it's also Minchaskinik and Tavkuf Pei Gimel. They say, let's play it out. I took the Rechayim. Azayva Olav, Chulila. What's the halacha? We passing like Rava, Kol Madam, and Rakman Loi Savet, Yavet Loi Mahani. I got to give it back. So we said Maklok, you have to give it back Miyad. We have to give it back Bishas Malacha. But by tomorrow morning, it's going to be at your front door. I got to give it back. So Zokta Akrainim, you can't tell me that the Rekav is no longer functioning. The Rekav is still functioning because tomorrow it's going to be functioning. You know why? Because you're going to give me back the Rechayim. You can't hold off the Rechayim. You got to give it back to me. So the rechev is still oimi to be used because you have a chiv chazara. Light abaya in a chanamid. If you hold commander rakmana leisavid yavid mahani, and I don't have to give you back the rechayim in a chanamid, I'll only be over one because the second one is no longer functioning. But since we passed in like Rava that you have a chiv to give it back, so you got to give it back. So avad is still functioning. Even the second one still functioning. Maybe you'll be over.
Replacing it is not
cool. Oh, 1 second. So that's how they touch up the, and they're only going in Rava. What happens if the Malv is a batalon and he lost the Rechaim? He took Rechaim, now lost it. So then, now he's allowed to take the Rechav. Because since the Rechaim is not oimid to be returned, because he has no Rechaim anymore, now you have a right to take the Rechav, because the Rechav is no longer functioning, because he's not going to be able to use it, because he doesn't have the Rechaim. And it should come out of Bezoi, Huadin, if the Loiva B'Shas Tahova decided to give the Malva the Rechaim, willingly, and that we paskan that you're allowed to, and there's no Issa, and he only gave the Rechaim, not the Rechav, and the Malva B'chei Gavna doesn't have a Chiv Chazar, doesn't have to give back the Rechaim, Halacha L'Maaseh, it should come out, that is no problem. You're allowed to take the Rechav. It's like he only had the Rechav in the first place. You're allowed to take it. It's not functioning. It's not a problem. I say, L'Chai, you should come out like the Minchas Chinuch.
Why doesn't count Shas Malacha?
Sorry?
Shas Malacha doesn't count?
What do you mean? He's going to return it by Shas Malacha. But if he gives it willingly, Bishas Tavah, he doesn't have to return it, even Bishas Malacha. He doesn't have to return it at all. So Memela, he's left with a Rechav, which is not functioning. So he's not going to be having a Yitzah.
When the Torah says, Lo Tachol Rechav Rechaim, Ki Nefesh Hu Chovel, does the Torah always give a real higher reason? Here it does.
So?
Which indicates Ki Nefesh Hu Chovel, there's some underpinning of why you shouldn't do it, because
it creates food, and now he can't generate food. It processes food. It's no longer processes food.
That's basically my point now. When he takes the rechiv, he has taken that implement in the from its use. He can't have any food.
Correct.
He can't do it with him.
Right, but the rechiv, that's what he took one part, and the second part,
so,
that's there.
So he destroyed a kli.
Correct. Correct, but the second, now I destroyed the kli. So I took the rechaim, I destroyed the kli. Now he only has the rechav left. So am I over if I take the rechav now or not? Look, I already destroyed the kli. Why should I be over?
Why shouldn't he be over on both to begin with?
Because I didn't take both, I only took one. Oh, but the one destroyed both. Okay, I hear the kashya. I hear the shayla. But that's nice, so that's not what the Rishonim say. Maybe that would be the chiddush of Gemara, that if you only took one, you only have one, even though you destroyed the function of both. So maybe that would be a teretz to Shlomi's shayla. Fine. But I would want a taina, and Lecher, that's what you mean to say as well. I would want a taina that even like the baya, that if he offered mahani and he doesn't have a chiv to give it back, he's still going to be over on the rechev. Why? It's because what, the loiv is going to sleep now? The loiv is trying to pay you back. He's trying to get back that mashkin. He eventually is going to pay you back. He wants his mashkin back. He plans on using that rechaim rechev at a future date. He's chalishing to try to be paid that mashkin back. So he didn't give up on that. He's not saying my rechev I'm not using. Remember, you don't have to use the rechaim 24/7 to be over. You just have to plan on using it. He still plans on using that rechev because he's trying to get back the rechaim. Going to be by the rechaim. Or let's say, better yet, he can't get the rechaim, so he'll buy another rechaim, and he'll attach it to his rechaim, and he'll be functioning. He'll borrow a rechaim. He'll replace the item that you took. He didn't give up hope on using the rechaim. If he gave up hope, in economy. But who's talking about such a case? Avadi plans on using it. So he still plans to use it. It still has a function of Eichel Nefesh. So Avadi should still be Eichel.
So he's only going to give it back when he pays back the whole.
Correct. But he plans on paying back the Olcha, even to get back. Sorry? I know, but to say that I'm allowed to take the rechav means to say that it's no longer a clay Eichel Nefesh. It no longer generates food. It does generate food. When? Tomorrow. I plan on being paid in my mashkin tonight, and tomorrow I plan on using it. I plan on being paid in my mashkin next week. So I plan on using it in 8 days from now. What's the chilek? I plan on using it. It's still a clay. I used it yesterday, and I'm going to use it next week. If I use it only midday Shabbos be Shabbat or midday Chodesh be Chodesh, it's also good. I plan on using it. It's still considered clay Eichel Nefesh. No, it is the same kli, because I'm going to get back the rech. Why don't you have the yichayus? I'll be paid to that mashkin. I'll borrow one. It does do malacha, because I will do malacha tomorrow with it. So I look at me. Even now, when I have the rechaim, if I don't use it today, I only plan on using it tomorrow. At night, I can't use the clay makresha. I'll be in a different matzah tomorrow when it's daylight. Good, so it's a clay Eichel Nefesh. Even now, you now let take it. We passing now let take it even at night because you plan on using it tomorrow. It means, right, it means it's off use. You don't plan on using it. If one breaks, then I'll have to bring it out of retirement and use it. But I don't plan on using it. But I am using it. I'm still functioning to use it. L'chayr should be clear. L'chayr. L'chayr. But Rabbi said, well, I'm sure from here, Agav, what you see is a raya, not like this, Heintego, is that you see the whole shayla, zach hazak, could only start if you learn that one without the other has no function whatsoever. But if I tell you that rechaim without a rechaim, rechaim without a rechaim, you could also use, then no kasha haiv zach nishon, avad zach hazachai. First I took the rechaim, and now you have a rechaim which is also usable, and now I took the rechaim. Rabbi Nishalim, all the achreinim are handling the shayla. What's the shayla? Rishayim, rechaim, what's the shayla? If you hold that each one is usable by itself, then what's the shayla? Alakocha, you see, the rechaim and rechaim, one without the other, is not usable. Has no function whatsoever. You need both to the tango. It has to both work. Both together make it work. And without a nut, an alpha pick, and you're over to love him. All right, I want to bring out two more chidushim. I know we're getting late here, but two more chidushim. Minchas chinuch is mechadish, which is along your lines, but all the way around. Minchas chinuch is mechadish. If a guy goes ahead and takes a rechaim and a rechev, and he was over both love him, and now he returns only one, the rechaim, you're still over both lavim. You're still going to get 80 malchus. Why? Because I took Rechaim v'Rechel, I took two Kelim, and by returning Rechaim alone is not usable, it's not functional. So I never returned you your Rechaim. Rechaim means the your use of the Rechaim. I destroyed your use, I took it away, I took both Rechaim and Rechaim, and I only gave back one. One without the other is still not usable. So it's like I never even gave back that one. So it's still two lavim. Why do you get Malkus? And I discuss about that. Let's say if you don't have a Chiyuv Hashava, I'm just saying, if you hold that you get Malkus for this, and Malkus is showing him, you're still going to get 80 Malkus. Why is Dr. Minkas going to? Because you never did a full Hashava. The Hashava, Rechaim, if it's not usable, it's not a Hashava. One Kaddish.
But then Mr. Schwartz's Kash is very good.
His Kash is, I'm bringing him a shtickle of a riot, the other way around, the Chay should be able to. Right, but the Maisa, the Gemara says not like that. Gemara said, Bezach, Hazay, you only over one. That's Mufush. Right, Gemara said, Zelu Fnayatza, Zebu Fnayatza, you're over only one. Even though L'chayre, one destroys the uses of both. You have to know the teretz of that kasha. Good. I want to share with you, Rabbi Yisrael, Gedulei Shmuel, and this will be Messiah with the Gedulei Shmuel. Zakta Gedulei Shmuel, if a Malvin Aloiva is a Shutif in a Rechayim, or a Shutif in any other Klei Echo Nefesh, and the Malva takes the Klei Echo Nefesh away from the Aloiva, which he's already a Shutif in anyway, Zakta Gedulei Shmuel, the Malva will be Oiver Alav. He didn't take away the Aloiva's whole Klei Echo Nefesh, because half it already belonged to the Malva. So like that, just like you see over here by Rechaim v'Rechev, when you take one without the other, when you take both, you're over for each part, even though each part has no function whatsoever. But the reason why you're over is because, like you said, because you're destroying his use out of the part. So too, when I take a shutvis dika kleya konavish lemaisa, by taking his half away, I destroyed his use. I prevented his use. Memela, I'm going to be over alav. So like the Gedulei Shmuel, who adin? If I'll have a klei konefesh of two leivim, a shutfim in a klei konefesh. Reuven and Shim, both my leivim share a mill, and I take that mill away, I'll be over two leivim. I'm going to be over Saimitad leiva aleph and Saimitad leiva beis, because each one I destroyed and I prevented his use out of his klei konefesh. So my mill, I'll be over two leivim. This is a Gedulei Shmuel. Once again, you see from the Gedulei Shmuel Araya that one without the other has no use whatsoever. Because you learn that Rechaim v'Recha has a use, a function, one without the other. So what's his raya? Over here, you took away something that has a use. Mashen Kain, when you're shutfim in something, you didn't take away the whole Rechaim, you didn't take away the whole pot, you took away only half the pot in Echus. When Kamis, it's a Shutfim. I didn't take your whole pot away. Elamah, you see that each one without the other is not functional, and nevertheless, that's a Chiddush HaKra, that if I prevent your use, I do something to stir your use. By a mashkin, that's considered taking away Klei Echo Nefesh.
I'll take the screw and I take away the screw and I leave them both.
And I make it not functional? I don't know. If you hold screws are a problem, then I don't know. Then lachari not. No, because if I put a lock on the door and I prevent your use, it's also not a problem. It's only when you mashkin a clay or a connection by preventing its use. So I have to take it.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.